Britain. Restaurants. Giving up the gosht. The future of curry houses looks grim.
The curry house is a British institution. Every town has at least one. Ballater, a tiny village in the icy remoteness of northern Scotland, boasts two. It is also the economic bulwark of a community. Bangladeshis run most of the country's Indian restaurants, and they depend heavily on the trade. Fully 42% of working-age Bangladeshi men toil in restaurants. But changes in eating habits, immigration rules, and growing aspirations add up to trouble for the industry. Following the financial crisis, people cut back on eating out, but ordered more takeaways, says Oli Khan, a Bangladeshi chef who owns four establishments. Now even the takeaway trade is struggling. A quarter of curry lovers say they have swapped restaurant meals or takeaways for supermarket ready meals. Spending on poppadoms rose by 40% between 2009 and 2013, according to Kantar World Panel, a research firm. Indian restaurants have missed the trend for casual dining, says Helena Spicer, an analyst at Mintel, another market researcher. Other eateries focus on particular groups of diners, the rushed, the moneyed, but curry houses try to appeal to everyone. Rising food and gas bills are eating into profits. Most are independents who reap none of the benefits of economies of scale, nor can they run big marketing campaigns. And staff costs are soaring. Chefs have become like gold dust, says Enam Ali, a restaurateur and founder of the British Curry Awards. Importing them has been made difficult. Visa rules mean chefs must speak English and earn at least £20,300, $32,500 a year. On Cater.com, a recruitment site for the hospitality industry, salaries for chefs with 3 years' experience specialising in Indian food start at £13,500. Chefs are on the government's occupation shortage list, but only if the job demands 5 years' experience, pays at least £29,570, and is not in an establishment which provides a takeaway service. That rules out most curry houses. Some reckon the answer is teaching natives to cook chicken tikka masala, but they are reluctant. The Hospitality Guild runs 6-week training courses at 3 colleges that lead to year-long apprenticeships. So far, just 15 people have gone on 2 apprenticeships, not all as chefs. Ranjit Mathrani, who runs several posh Indian restaurants and a small chain of cheaper ones, offers traineeships. Not a single white Briton has applied. Nor are young British Asians filling the gap. Although still huge, the proportion of Bangladeshi men who work in restaurants is falling. In 2004, it was 55%. The young know that they can do better. Their performance at school is steadily improving. In 2011, they outperformed whites, getting more good GCSEs, the exams normally taken at 16. They want to become journalists and lawyers, says Mr. Ali, not chefs. Good for Bangladeshis, too bad for British curry lovers.